7:50 at KMJ. Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
Hey, Table Mountain has a big expansion planned up on the hill, huh? What's going on there?
Yes, exactly. They're planning to build a new resort casino in their existing footprint up there near Fryant. The new building is going to be about 1,000 feet west of the current facility, which is about 30 years old now. And it's going to total about 600,000 square feet. So according to an environmental impact statement for the project, the new facility should have more than 100,000 square feet of gaming space. So that's compared to about 72,000 square feet of gaming space currently. There's also going to be 151 hotel rooms, almost 12,000 restaurant seats, a child care facility, and then a bingo hall, and then a 1,500 seat special event center, which I would assume would be for concerts and whatnot. So another really good thing is that this is going to add about 450 new jobs to their payroll. So they're going to have about 1,400 employees at that casino or by the employees of the tribe fairly soon. And it's something that the tribe says is going to kind of sustain them for the generations to come. As you know, there's all the other casinos, you know, had hotels, Tachi, Chukchansi. So they're going to be announcing a general contractor fairly soon. They want to start next year, and they want to wrap this up by 2021. So it'll be a quick turnaround. And with all those changes, one thing that won't change is the casino is still not going to be serving alcohol over there at Table Mountain. So there's going to be a public meeting June 28th at the Ramada Inn in Fresno to discuss the project and receive public comments, and you can find out more about that at thebusinessjournal.com.
Yeah, I know you'll keep us updated on that construction progress up there on the hill, Gabe. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Now, this is interesting. There is a specialty job that is in high demand here in Fresno in the Central Valley. Huh? And what is it?
Right. Sushi chefs and teppanyaki chefs. So the headline for this story, we got a kick out of this, was Mo Sushi, Mo Problems. So there is
nicely done, Gabe.
I can't claim credit for it, but there's more than two dozen of those restaurants now here in the Fresno Clovis area, and there's more coming soon. One is from the owners of Secura Chaya. They're going to be opening a restaurant at Sierra Vista. And when my reporter, Edward Smith, kind of brought that to another restaurant owner, kind of what they thought of that, they said that, it's likely that other restaurants are going to be losing some staff soon. So apparently there's a lot of poaching going on when it comes to Japanese chefs there. It takes a lot of skill. You know, you're cutting 30 fish that cost $30 a pound. You don't want to ruin it. But the biggest thing is just being personable. You know, you go to the teppanyaki restaurant or sushi bar, you know, there's gonna be a lot of joking going on. You know, they're gonna be doing the volcano with the onions at the table, so it's an experience. And apparently that's the rub. You got to find somebody who could entertain the folks.
Yeah, that's the thing. You got to be skilled at actually preparing the food, and then you also got to have that outgoing personality that kind of entertains, because we expect that, don't we?
Exactly.
Hey, Gabe, great information, man. I hope you have a great week, brother. Stay cool, okay?
I'll try. Thank you, Tony.
All right. And if you want more on those stories and all stories that are business about Fresno and the Valley, make sure you pick up a copy of the Business Journal.